is there a lack of tradespeople in Ireland? Well, one company in Leitrim has 15 positions available that they can't fill. To find out more, we're joined on the line by John McCartan, who's Managing Director of Newtown Gore Engineering in Leitrim and a Fine Gael councillor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Paul.
It's very surprising. This area of Leitrim, Cavan, and the Leitrim, Cavan, Longford border area, we're always being told, has missed out on the economic recovery. You can't fill the jobs. Why?
Yeah, well, I suppose there's it probably boils back to a problem that started quite a long time ago in the educational system in this country, and that's the lack of technical instruction. The labour force currently in this country is lacking in those who can work with their hands. If you are talking about electronic engineers, mechanical engineers, welders, fitters, steel erectors, steel detailers, there just aren't the qualified people out there and the experienced people out there to allow companies like our own and our competitors in the region to take on the work that we could take on and competitively compete for had we the skilled labour force to do it with.
How many jobs would you say are unfilled in your area, and what sort of jobs are they?
Well, I suppose I live in an area, Paul, that you know very well. It's a very sparsely populated area. It's the only part of Western Europe where the population density is below 20 people per square kilometre. And within a 10-mile radius of where I live, I would imagine there are hundreds of jobs amounting to millions of euros of work every year that will not be filled and done in our region because of a lack of a skilled labour force.
So this is an issue for our educational system. It's also an issue for our government, is it not?
It certainly is, yes, and there's no real quick fix to it. I mean, you can't just invent a skilled labour force, you can't invent an educated labour force, and you can't invent people who have gone through apprenticeships just at the drop of a hat. I guess we need to start to look. You know, I suppose when I was a kid and I started to go to secondary school, you were almost frowned upon if you were talking about going into vocational education. You know,
like this is going to a technical school.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, if you were considered to be heading for the tech, you were almost, there was an educational hierarchical view that if you were going to the tech or the vocational school, you were in some sort of a sub culture within the educational system. I think that's a dinosaur's view of the world right now, and I suppose in some sort of an oxymoronic way of looking at it, the new thinking has to be the old way of doing things. If we had people coming out of vocational education going into apprenticeships, anybody who would be coming with the skills that I just mentioned, as I say, electronic engineers, mechanical engineers, welders, whatever they are, people who are good with their hands, nobody would be out of work in this economy today with those skills.
So we're looking down our noses at apprenticeships.
Uh-huh. We are, yeah, no doubt about that. You know, I suppose countries like Germany have always viewed technical instruction as part of the mainstream of education, and I guess that's why their economy is always so has always been so competitive. That's why their manufactured goods are still the premier goods to own all over the world.
So, you are turning away business because of this, is that correct?
Yeah, well, we're certainly not competing for business that we could compete for. We're not aggressively chasing the business that we should be chasing and business that we could competitively do in our region and probably export from our region, because we know if we land that big fish, we just don't have the men to gut it.
So where do you have to go to search to get staff?
In the previous boom that we had in this country, Poland was the saviour. We had a lot of people who came from Poland with great skills. That seems to have dried up currently. I did speak to one guy who works with a recruiting agency, and he promised me that he would get me some men. He said they may not be Polish. We might get your Romanians. After a couple of weeks, we contacted him again. He said, look, I'm really trying, but he says I've promised one company 20 people and all I can get them are 6.
What effect, If the situation you're describing is replicated right across the country, and it seems to be from the amount of texts we're getting here at 53106 this morning about this subject, what effect is this having on the economy?
Well, it's certainly certainly makes us less competitive because, you know, if we don't have the people to do the work, well, then I suppose it's any businessman's natural inclination to price himself out of the work he can't do. Therefore, we're not as competitive as we should be. You know, we are a sparsely populated island on the whole island here. There's only about 6 million people. I guess if you were to leave something the size of Ireland down around Brussels City, you would find that within the confines of that space, there's probably around 200 million people living. So we can do an awful lot more in this country. We can employ a lot more. We can accommodate an awful lot more people. And there's no reason why we wouldn't be doing it. And we have, you know, we're going to continue to have access to a market of 500 million people or a little less than that now with Britain out of the euro or out of the eurozone or out of the EU. So there's no reason why we wouldn't seek to expand on where we are.
All right, John McCartan, who's the Managing Director of Newtown Gore Engineering in Leitrim, and a Fine Gael councillor, thank you very much for joining us.